You're listening to Packers Talk Network.
Do you want to experience the thrill of a Packers game at Lambeau Field? If so, be sure to get your game tickets from the longtime trusted source in Wisconsin, Ticket King. Visit their locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay, or just go to their website, theticketking.com. Again, that's theticketking.com.
This is Titletown Sound.
Prepare yourself for overwhelming intelligence.
He's going to look like Gronk riding a unicorn carrying a lightsaber.
I know how toast works.
Clay Matthews, squirrel whisperer.
Your squirrel naming game is not strong.
The turd cheeseburger could come back.
If one of us wants to pee on it, sure.
I'm not bailing you out on that.
I was acting unprofessionally.
I'm just here to ruin things.
Welcome to episode 79, the Ryan Pickett edition of Titletown Sound, entering your ears and brain at an average of 63 decibels, slightly less if you live in Canada. On this edition of the show is Bobbo, of course. Hey, how you doing? Also here is James Corsmo. How it is, James?
It is good, Bobbo. It is good.
Fantastic. Chris Christofko, what it is?
It is good.
It is good to be good. And this week is the glorious return of Jeremy Vanderlinden. Where it is, Jeremy?
It is here.
It is here, and it is now. Oh, pre-show was interesting today, but anyways, on the actual show today, Jeremy tells us what happened to the McLobster, and why didn't it happen sooner. Chris tells us if there's any legal recourse after getting sick from eating a 30-year-old McDLT. And we'll find out which one of us teamed up with a blind man to win a fantasy baseball title. Spoiler alert, it was me. But first things first, let's talk about the relationship between Aaron Rodgers and, you guessed it, Jeff Janis. It's been entirely too long since we've talked about Jeff Janis, but we have reason to now. We have an audio clip of Aaron Rodgers talking about Jeff Janis, and I want to get your guys' thoughts on it. Chris, I'll ask you to comment first, but let's go ahead and play the clip.
He's still catching with his body a lot, which is great. You know, that's Jeff. You know, but it's nice having him back out there in the receiver role. He's a big asset to our team in the special teams game, and you saw the toughness he would go out there with his club. It's been great for him to get that off and to use his hands again. Still pushing him to use his hands and catch it every day a little more. But like he says, man, it's all about results. Doesn't matter how you catch it.
Bottom line, Aaron Rodgers does not think very much of Jeff Janis' game, or from what I can tell, his willingness to learn how to play the game. Because he was very pointed in what he said, and kind of backhanded at the end, when he says, like he says, it doesn't matter how you catch it, as long as you catch it. There is not a bone in Aaron Rodgers' body that believes that to be the case. And he cannot stand that Jeff Janis doesn't catch with his hands, doesn't do a better job of it, doesn't run proper routes, isn't a better receiver after a couple of years when he should have developed. And man, Rodgers chooses his words very carefully. And that was a clear message to us and to Jeff Janis that he's not cutting it. And he's not going to get the quarterback's trust anytime soon, in my mind.
Okay. James, is that how you interpret it?
Pretty much. It reminded me a lot of my old report cards from middle school, where the grades would be like C, C plus, maybe a B or here or there, and then the comments would be like, "Well, James applies himself occasionally, and yeah, we have to remind him to wear pants, and he likes to walk around school and mumble things to himself, but really he's a nice kid." That's pretty much all it was. I don't think Rodgers is impressed with much of anything Janis has done. And I honestly think that after the Hail Marys last year, and there were two of them in that game, I don't care what anybody says, Hail Mary in the Arizona playoff game, I really thought that that was kind of the building block to something good between the two of them, but clearly it's not happening. And that was peak Aaron Rodgers pithiness. And I don't know. I don't blame him, really.
All right, Jeremy, what are you thinking?
First of all, there is nothing better than a James Corsmo analogy. because they're usually really like they start out hot and lose steam. It's like this great train wreck. But I mean, it's a really fun train wreck to watch.
Wait, so what? James,
I'm just picking on your analogy because I can. James is never going to do another analogy on the show.
I hate you.
The show was better last week, Jeremy.
You're right. I'm just going to log off now, and you guys take it away.
I had higher self-esteem last week.
Oh, gosh. I love your analogies. I really do. Anyways, Jeff Janis is not... He's not very good at playing wide receiver. And Aaron Rodgers is very careful about the words he chooses. And he complimented Jeff Janis on his special teams ability and his grittiness because he has no compliment for him as a wide receiver. It's embarrassingly true that Jeff Janis isn't good. And what's embarrassing about it is that Packer fans... rail on the fact that the Packers don't play him more. And, I mean, it's less this year, but I think that has more to do with the club. Now that he's back, he doesn't have that club on his hand. I expect Packer Nation to vocalize a little bit more that they want to see Jeff Janis.
Every Devontae Adams drop and Twitter will lose its collective mind.
Yeah. Yes, that's going to happen. But Aaron Rodgers very clearly does not trust Jeff Janis at wide receiver.
Fair point. And I get, for the record, James, I love your analogies. James Corsmo analogies to me are like
a fine line.
I got nothing.
It's too late. My heart is already broken. So.
Keep doing them because they're really important parts of the show, you know?
You make it seem so easy.
Just do what you do. You do you, man.
Fine.
All right. I'm James is getting bummed out. I'm getting bummed out by this talk of Jeff Janis not being good. It sounds like craziness to me. I gotta tell you something else that sounds like craziness though, and that's talk of Kellen Winslow joining the Packers. And we have to talk about him a little bit here, and I believe we have some audio from him that we get to play as well. So let's play that.
But, yeah, I did have a workout with the Packers in early August, and it went good. But they signed a guy in the offseason, and I think they took him off the PUP list, and so they didn't need to bring me up at that time. But I still am in contact with the Packers, and I sent them that tape that I made. I made it on Friday.
So, wait, we have to stop there. I sent them a tape that I made on Friday. Yes. I picture Kellen Winslow at the receiving end of Uncle Rico in that, you know, that video they're filming outside the van. He sent them a tape. That's not a thing you do.
That's nicer than what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking 15-year-old Kellen Winslow, pigtails, making a mixtape, putting glitter all over it. And that's
over
as far
what?
As I'm going. That's as far as I'm going to go because
So what would be on a 15-year-old Kellen Winslow mixtape sent to the Packers?
Drop it like it's hot. Why are we even talking about Kellen Winslow?
Well, because this is audio gold. So here we go. We're going to listen to more now.
Send it off to him on Saturday, and we'll see what happens, man. I'm staying ready and, you know, staying in shape and hoping my opportunity comes pretty soon.
Are there any teams in particular that you see right now, I mean, that you would really like to, you know, step in and be a part of that team?
Yeah, I want to go to Green Bay.
Anybody else want to comment on this?
It feels to me like I want to go to Green Bay too. Screw it. I'm going to go to Green Bay too. I'm going to make tapes and I'm going to send roses to Ted Thompson. I'm going to Green Bay too. This is not an analogy, Jeremy, but because it's something that actually happened to me. So I hope this passes your test. But when I was in high school, I wrote a essay for English Lit all about what I wanted to do when I was of age to be doing things other than going to high school. And it was play football for the Green Bay Packers. And that was taken almost verbatim from that essay.
So what you're saying is he's a plagiarist also.
I'm saying that there's some sort of uptonistic tendencies to that.
All right, and, well, maybe it gets better. We should probably finish it up.
Yes.
Really, I really want to play for the Packers and catch passes from Aaron, man. Aaron Rodgers, I think he's the best quarterback in the league with Drew Brees and Tom Brady, guys like that. But Lambeau Field, man, I had one of my biggest games up there, and I felt at home there. That's when I was with Tampa back in the day, but I really felt at home there, and there's no place like Lambeau Field, no place in the world like Lambeau Field, man. Awesome. So I want to be a Packer.
Did he click his ruby slippers as he said that? There's no place like Green Bay. No place like Green Bay.
I like how he clarified who he meant when he said he wants to catch passes from Aaron. You know, Aaron Rodgers.
As opposed to Aaron Breeze.
Right. Thanks, Cal. We appreciate that.
Aaron Ripkowski. Are you guys done yet? Because, shocker, I want them to sign Kellen Winslow. And you can hate on me all day long, but I'll tell you what. He wants to be here, and I feel like, what do you have on the depth chart right now? Richard Rodgers, Justin Perillo?
I want to be there, and you don't have much on the depth chart. That doesn't mean you should sign me.
No. The thing is, you never, ever had the ability Kellen Winslow does. Now, you also never had the violent, angry, murderous tendencies that
ability.
Kellen Winslow
does. I just
didn't
apply myself.
but I... Look, he's going to take a very small amount of money. He's going to take the minimum, probably a one-year deal. Money Ted's going to sit on anyways and not use for the rest of the season. So give him a shot. I don't care. Who cares? So, okay, you bring him in and he's 90 and he sucks. So then you cut him. But you spent a very small amount of money on it, money you weren't going to use anyways. I said give it a shot. Why the heck not?
So serious question. Who do you expose to waivers to do that?
That is a good question. But you're probably going to expose, and it actually gets tough next, not this week, but the week after, when you get Pinnell back, because then you do have to cut somebody already for that. Who do you expose? You know what? That's not up to me. I don't care. I just want them to sign him.
Just want the Packers to be a Madden franchise.
Right, because I've been playing Madden a lot lately, and I believe in my methods as a GM. Okay.
I feel like you guys need to Google Kellen Winslow and expose, because
no.
Yeah, I'm not sure that you understand what you're saying right now.
Titletown Soundoff does not endorse you with Googling Kellen Winslow and expose.
This whole podcast is getting weird very quickly, quicker than normal. We're talking
website
about exposing. We're talking about exposing, and James is.
We're always talking about exposing.
James is talking about making tapes and sending Ted Thompson roses. It's just... Oh.
He's my boo.
You know who I'm letting go? And I know that everybody likes him, but Callahan. You don't need three quarterbacks on the roster. You don't have to worry about the Vikings picking him up and beating you with him, which was a concern for Packer fans for some freaking reason. Like, that was going to be something that was going to happen if you cut Joe Callahan.
For some reason, I just pictured someone picking up Joe Callahan and physically beating us with him. Anyway.
So, you know, I think, yeah, it's a little bit, it's definitely Madden-y. And I think there are times as a fan that you want them to be a little bit Madden-y because, you know, it's more entertaining that way. So it's just money that's going to not be used for the whole season. Why the heck not? Give it a shot.
Okay, so I guess to try to wrap this up, I don't really care to bring Winslow in unless he can play offensive line, I guess. You know, couldn't hurt to have another guy doing that. Jeremy is in favor of picking up Winslow. James, yay or nay?
No, that's silly.
Do you have an analogy for us? Or?
It would be like if... No, I don't.
It'd be like having an analogy, except not. All right, Chris, yay or nay signing Winslow?
Cut Jeff Janis for him.
Haven't we suffered enough? Nay. I say nay.
There we go. Three nays to one yay, and I'm going to say yay to taking a break and listening to our sponsors. Because apparently we have those now, I guess. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, stick around because you have nothing better to listen to, trust me. Oh, and also enjoy the sweet, sultry voice that you're about to hear with during this break. We'll be right back. Who's looking for Packers tickets? I know I am. Right now at TicketKing.com, you can get an additional 10% off when you use the promo code PackersTalk. That's right, go to TicketKing.com and use the promo code PackersTalk to get a discount to see the team you love. That's PackersTalk, one word, at TicketKing.com. We also want to mention our friends over at What's the Score, the Sports News Quiz. Host Baxter Colburn and Game Master Josh Scheibe lead their panel and listeners alike through several rounds of sports trivia covering the ever-widening world of sports. Recent panelists on the show include Armin Sarian of the Big 920 in Milwaukee, Kevin Holden of CBS 58, and Dan Needles of WISN 12 was on a recent episode. Upcoming guests include Peter Wilt, who was the first president and GM of the Chicago Fire, for you soccer fans, broadcaster Scott Wisniewski, and there's another surprise coming up this month that you may find interesting, but I'm just going to tease you with that one for now. What's the Score is also looking for contestants. You don't have to be brilliant or beautiful to be on their show. Now I know all of our listeners are brilliant and beautiful, but I'm just saying it's not required. You can check out their website, WTSSportsQuiz.com, and hit the Contact tab. That'll give you all the information you need. And they've also got an event coming up soon at Major Goolsby's in downtown Milwaukee. Check out their Twitter for more on that, at WTSSportsQuiz. And now back to the awesomest and most humble person I know, me! And thank you. Oh, that voice is just so nice to listen to. And on that note, it's time to talk Twitter questions. You can always tweet at us, at TitletownSound. And let's see how awkward things get when we answer Twitter questions this week. I'm guessing very awkward very quickly. This from Glauber. Am I pronouncing that right, Jeremy? Glauber?
Glauber.
Glauber. _ Hollanda. And the question is basically asking, do we think this D can take us to the Super Bowl if the secondary plays better, of course. James, I'll throw it to you first. Do you think this defense can take us to the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If the secondary can play better, and clearly the run defense is there, I think that if the secondary were to tighten things up and maybe decrease the amount of yards they're giving up per game, and especially the third down conversions, absolutely. They'd be really hard to beat if nobody can move the ball.
Right. Jeremy?
Yeah, I think that's important, but I think equally as important, the pass rush needs to step up as well. I want to see quarterbacks on the ground. It makes it a lot easier for corners to keep their guys covered when the quarterback's trying to run away from someone who's trying to destroy them. Which, before we move on to Chris's answer here, I just want to say Glauber is the man. Glauber's been helping us with the website and making lots of fancy, beautiful things happen, and for that, I say thank you, and thank you for your Twitter question.
Indeed. Thank you, sir. And Chris, your thoughts?
Yeah, this, like we said last week, this run defense so far has been historically good. If they keep it up, if any one part of your defense is that good, it's going to be a defense that's good enough if your offense is pretty good to take you to a championship. But the other thing I want to say is, come on, Twitter. Just because we're on a bye doesn't mean we can't ask questions. It was rough this week putting together a couple Twitter questions, but I understand everybody kind of took the week off. We
it was like pulling
did.
Teeth.
It was, yeah.
All right, we got another
nice analogy there.
Oh, boom. That just
thanks.
Happened.
Yes. We have another one from at Cheeseheads Brazil. So both of our tweets this week come from Brazil? Is that another
We're huge in Brazil.
Huge.
huge.
Well, we're huge in America, but that has more to do with weight.
Yeah, that's
than anything
weight
that
and
really
gravity.
Does.
Yeah.
Yes, as we established on Twitter earlier this week, actually. At Cheeseheads Brazil says, or asks, what is the secret ingredient to beat the Giants? Jeremy, what is the secret ingredient to beat the Giants? Is it salt in the eyes?
It could definitely be salt in the eyes, but I think more than that, it's getting after Eli Manning. Put pressure on the man and watch Odell Beckham Jr. lose his mind, because when the ball's not coming his direction, he acts like a child. So get after Eli. Don't allow him to get the ball out. Make it a rough day for Eli Manning. That's how you beat the Giants.
All right, Chris.
If you can get to Manning and make him make that Manning face just a few times, this is not a good Giants team. Although in the past we've made not good Giants teams look like good Giants teams. So if the secondary can be presentable, and I worry without Shields and what maybe without Randall or whatever, that we're gonna be pulling people out of the stands to play cornerback. So that concerns me. But if you can get to the quarterback and you don't let plays develop, that'll go a long way. And shutting down the running game, which they've been doing, that should help too.
All right. James, what do you think is the secret ingredient?
I think that there are two things that we need to do. We need to shut down the passing game as best we can. We're not going to keep the entire passing game down. I mean, they have three really good wide receivers. And even though one of them is a complete mental case right now, he's still one of the best wide receivers in the league when he's on and getting the ball. So we got to keep them under wraps. The other thing we need to do is we need Dart to score points ourselves. We can't come out and leave points on the field, because the Giants have a tendency to score their points in bunches, and we can't let that happen. And if we do get a lead like we did against Detroit, we can't take our foot off the gas. McCarthy has to leave it on at least through the end of the third quarter, because they're better than Detroit, and they'll come back and beat us.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about the upcoming game, Packers against the Giants. The big story there seems to be Odell Beckham Jr. didn't play well against Minnesota. Questions where his head's at right now, and when I think of head cases, I think of Jeremy, so I'm going to throw it to you first. Odell Beckham Jr., what is the deal with him right now?
He's not having fun, apparently. That's what he says. But really, I mean, the problem with him is that he's not on a very good football team, and he acts like I did when I was 10 playing Madden. He wants to throw his controller and break things. He's just kind of a child. I mean, that's his problem. He's a child. He can't handle losing. He can't handle trash talk. He's very sensitive. He's a very sensitive little guy.
All right, Chris, do you concur? Odell Beckham.
Yeah, he's not very mature. He is. It's easy to set him off. It's easy to get under his skin, and you know, as a receiver, you kind of have to be able to bounce back. You're going to have games where you're not going to get as many targets as you like. But you know, receiver is the diva position, and that's where you see this. So there have been plenty of receivers before him who have had attitudes, who have complained, who have whined, and who have had perfectly fine careers despite all of that. So I don't want to make too much of it. But in each individual game, you know, you can really work to get under his skin, and you can really use that to your advantage. So I wouldn't mind seeing the Packers trash talking him a little bit, and you know, when he's going back to the huddle, and get him riled up, because that could definitely work to your advantage.
All right, James, I'll ask you: do you think the Packers need to get into Odell Beckham's head, or do you think Odell's already going to be in his own head, and there's not much work to do there?
I think the Packers need to play their game and let that stuff sort itself out. The only real trash talker that I'm aware of on the defense is Mike Daniels, and to the best of my knowledge, he shouldn't be seeing a whole lot of Odell Beckham Jr. on the field. So I don't think that the Packers need to necessarily get away from their style of defense or the way that their game plan and really try to be getting in his head, because he's going to be in there enough as it is. So I want them to cover him. I don't really care what they say to the guy. I don't care if they ask him for a chicken soup recipe. I don't care. Just cover the guy and keep him under 150 yards of receiving. That's all I care about.
So if Mike Daniels said he wanted to go cover Odell Beckham at the way he's playing, I mean, would you let him? Would you just not want to get in Mike Daniels' way?
He'd probably jam him at the line so hard it would, like, destroy him forever. So,
that's what I'm thinking.
Sure.
I have a general rule in my life that if I ever meet Mike Daniels, he can do whatever he damn well pleases. I'm not going to argue with the guy.
That's a good rule.
I think that's a rule we should all adopt here at Titletown Sound. Mike Daniels comes by, he does whatever the heck he wants. On that note, it is now time for True False. Current standings. Jeremy is at 7-9. 7 correct, 9 incorrect. It's okay, Jeremy. It's early in the season. He can fall much further behind. Chris, James, and I are all tied at 8 correct and 8 incorrect. So that's not going to last either. Because I didn't think I'd get 8 right all season, but there you go.
Usually Babo is in the basement by himself, very, very, very deep into the basement.
Yeah. That's going to happen. Anyway, 5 true false questions, and here is the first one. True or false, the Packers offense gains at least 275 yards. The Packers are dead last in total offensive yards and are 29th. In average yards per game at 193.3 yards per game. The Giants are 11th in the NFL in yards allowed per game, averaging about 346.2 yards per game. Don't know how those numbers all work out, but somehow that seems to be the case. So, Jeremy, Packers offense gains at least 275 yards, true or false?
I'm going to say true. The Packers are coming off of a bye after making offensive adjustments in their previous game against the Lions. I think that they have probably worked on that stuff a little bit more in their bye week. And I think the offense is going to come back out, and we're going to see what we saw in the first half against the Lions. I think that is going to become more consistent as the season goes on. And I think it begins with the Giants. The Giants have no pass rush. They have very little pass rush to speak of. Their defense is not really a unit that makes me shake in my boots. So I'm not necessarily concerned about them. So true.
All right, Chris.
Yeah, I think it's going to be true as well. I hate to agree with Jeremy, but I do think they finally pulled it together. The stat that they're dead last in offense is also a bit misleading. They've also played one fewer game than, you know, most teams in the league. So the average points per game is probably a little bit more accurate, but I still think they're going to have a bit of a breakout at home. Primetime game. Yep, I think that's true.
Darn you for finding the hole in the logic. James, true or false?
I have to continue the true train and say true. Because the Giants' defense hasn't played very well, and the offense is coming along. So, sure, why not?
All right. Well, I'm going to go in the basement anyway, so I'll say false and disagree. I'm just feeling uncomfortable about the Packers' offense in general right now, so I will say false. Number two. True or false, Eli Manning passes for at least 315 yards. Manning is 5th in the league in total passing yards and average passing yards per game at 296.5. The pack allows an average of 307.3 passing yards per game, 3rd worst in the NFL. So Jeremy, Eli Manning passes for at least 315 yards, true or false?
315 is a lot. But this is a tough question because Demaryius Randall hasn't been able to step into Sam Shields' shoes. However, they are going to have Morgan Burnett back. So I'm going to say false just because they are getting healthier in the secondary, and hopefully things will be improved this week.
All right, Chris.
I'm going to say true because Odell Beckham Jr. has been shut out a lot, has been pretty bad, has been whining and complaining, so he's obviously going to go for about 400 yards. Himself. The Giants are going to throw for a lot, and I think they're going to be behind much of the game, so they'll have to throw. So, unfortunately, true.
All right, James.
True. Until the Packers' secondary can show me that they're able to stop defenses, I feel like that's inevitable every week at this point.
All right. I am going to agree with Chris and James on this and say true. On to true-false number three. The Packers allow less than 75 yards rushing. Packers have allowed 128 total rushing yards on 71 carries. That's an average of 1.8 yards per carry and 42.7 rushing yards per game. The Giants average 93.8 rushing yards per game, which is 19th in the league, so middle-ish of the pack, averaging 3.9 yards per carry. So, Jeremy, true or false, the Packers allow less than 75 yards rushing.
Right now, the Giants are starting a tackling dummy at running back, so I'll say true.
Interesting point. Chris?
Oh, that's such a low number. Maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised, but I'm going to say false.
All right. James?
I'm going to say true. I, as poorly as I feel about the secondary, I feel equally as great about the run defense.
All right. I am really happy to see you guys so divided on this. So I am going to even it up and say false. I'll agree with Chris on this one.
No, I'm screwed.
Yep. Welcome to the basement. True, false, number four. Odell Beckham Jr. gains at least 100 yards receiving. Odell Beckham Jr. is 15th in the NFL in receiving yards, but was held to 23 last week against Minnesota. He has said that he's not having fun playing football right now, and some would say he's lost his smile. Jeremy, Odell Beckham Jr. gains at least 100 yards receiving, true or false?
This is a tough question for this week because he is starting to say some of the right things. He was talking about how he wants to be a good role model and basically he needs to step his game up. The Giants are threatening to bench him if he has another meltdown. And so I don't want to say true, but I'd rather see him flip his lid. But I think I have to go true on this one.
All right, Chris.
I think you could have gone 150 and I would have said true. I think he's going to go off. I think the secondary is still banged up, and they're going to be throwing the ball a lot anyway, so he's going to go off a bit.
All right, James.
I'm going to say true just because I think he's going to get a lot of opportunity. Just I think that they're going to be trying to shut him up and give him what he wants, and unfortunately against our secondary, I think he's going to get his.
All right, I'm going to say false. He gets 90-something yards. The other receivers might have about 200 apiece, but, you know, whatever. So I'll say false on that. And true-false number five, the Packers defense. This is a complicated one. The Packers defense records at least 2 sacks and at least 1 interception. Green Bay is tied for 9th in the league in sacks with 10. They are tied with Philadelphia, who has also played 3 games this season, and Miami, who has played 4. The Giants have allowed 6 sacks in 4 games, which comes out to about 1.5 per game, if my math is right. Also, the Packers have just 2 interceptions so far through 3 games, and Eli Manning has thrown 4 interceptions in 4 games. So kind of a combo question here. Packers defense records at least 2 sacks and at least 1 interception. Jeremy, true or false?
I mean, that would be great. I think I would be happy with, I would definitely be happy if they could get an interception. I wouldn't be surprised if it's only 1 sack. I don't know. This, again, is a tough question, so good on you, Bobo. You're doing a good job, but I'm going to say false.
All right. Jeremy just complimented me. It only took 5 weeks into the season? So, anyway. Chris, true or false?
That's a tough one. I guess I'll say false. You know what? I'm going to go true. I was on the fence, but I think they're going to get to the quarterback a lot, and that may force an interception as well.
All right. James?
Well, I'm very confident in the sacks, because the last time I checked, they have a man starting on their offensive line named Marshall Newhouse.
Ah, the human turnstile.
who was like the Tasmanian devil tornado spinning into the ground, and he's just a terrible, terrible lineman. So I think that, yes, we'll get two sacks. I'm not confident we'll get a pick, though. Not this week, so I'm going to go false.
I'm tempted to change my answer now, though, because of Marshall Newhouse. I forgot about that.
Right. I am going to say true. I'm feeling good enough about the defense to say that. So,
you know what? I'm going to join Bobo in the basement. I'm changing my answer to true.
Changing his answer to true. You can do that. That's allowed here. All right. That wraps it up for true-false. It is now time for everyone's favorite segment. And by everyone, I mean Chris. It's time for Spread 'Em.
All right, hands on the hood and spread 'em.
The standings at this point, Chris is 2-1. The rest of us three are 1-2. And those of you on Twitter, you keep picking Green Bay all the time, and it's been wrong every time, I think, so I got you at 0-3 right now. Feel free to tweet me if I'm wrong about that, but that's what I got you at. Bovada.lv has the current line as of Thursday night at Green Bay -7. So, Chris, we go to you first for this. You going to go with the Packers beating the spread, or not so much?
So when it comes to when you analyze this against the spread, you've got to know that Sunday night games, the favorite at home. No, I'm just kidding. I know nothing about this stuff. But so far, the Packers have failed to cover any time yet this year. So I will take the Giants getting 7.
All right. Chris the Greek, you are not. More like Chris the Hebrew or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Please send letters to Bobo, care of Titletown Sound.
James.
Chris is our mid-show legal team because we need one of those.
Yeah. Did you just call him the Mensch legal team?
Anyway. Mid show.
Oh, okay. James, quickly, are you gonna go with Packers beating the spread or not?
This is the most insane line I've seen all season. I can't even believe it. There's no way the Packers get 7.
All right. Two picking the Giants, Jeremy. Packers beat the spread or no?
I'm also going to pick the Giants here. I think the Packers offense is going to be much improved and continue on with what we saw in the Lions game. However, with no Sam Shields and still a struggling defense as far as the passing game goes, I do think the Giants are going to be able to put up some points. Unless Marshall Newhouse continues his turnstile ways and Eli Manning dies, which is altogether possible. But I think the Giants can keep up in this game and make it close, regardless of how well the Packers offense plays. So, yeah, I have to go with the Giants on that.
All right. And I voiced my reservations with the offense earlier, but I am going to take Green Bay to beat the spread because I am a weasel and I feel like hedging my bets this week. So I will take Green Bay to beat the spread. And on that note, I think it's about time to wrap the show, Jeremy. So I hand the reins to you.
That was quick. That was really quick.
That's a bye week. We didn't have much to say.
It's true. Hey, you know what? That's right. Actually, it's not quite that it was a bye week. You know, well, it was that. But, like, you guys did half the show last week. So, you know, now we're just, it's like basically second half of last week's episode.
And also, once you banned James's analogies, you know, that cut out about 20 minutes of the potential show there.
Yeah, way to kill the show, Jeremy.
It's my fault. James, don't feel sad. I do love your analogies. I'm just teasing. Please don't do anything drastic.
I'm going to be okay. I appreciate all of your thoughts and prayers during this time. I will take donations care of me at TitletownSoundoff.com, PayPal, money order, traveler's
Bitcoin.
Check.
You take Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Do you accept mixtapes? That's my question.
Gold chocolate coins.
especially gold chocolate coins.
Best payment option yet. Okay, with that all going on now, it's time to wrap up the show. So thank you for listening to Titletown Sound, episode 79. Check back to the website this week, titletownsoundoff.com. The breakdown is coming. We have plenty of content to read, so just keep coming back and, you know, give us a shout out on Twitter. If you want to follow us individually, you can follow me. I am at @TTSO_Jeremy. You can follow Chris at @TTSO_Chris. James is at JKSub20. And Babo is That's Our Babo. Give us a follow. Follow at Titletown Sound and rate us on iTunes. We would really appreciate that if you want to spend a little bit of time saying nice, lovely things about us or completely crushing us. As long as you give us 5 stars, you can crush us all day in the comment. I don't care. Just give us the 5 stars. Thank you for listening to the show. Babo,
yes.
Do you have anything to say before we close?
I have 2 things that I would like to say. First of all, we do have a voicemail. We encourage people to call before the game, during the game, after the game, what have you. You don't have to be totally sober to call the voicemail.
It's actually preferred if you're closer to completely drunk.
Yep. Lobby, we're talking to you. And I'm hoping one of you guys has the voicemail number handy because...
I got it.
I do
don't.
Too.
Good.
Yep.
Okay. Go for it, Chris. I want to hear your beautiful voice.
You can reach the TTSO hotline at area code 920-445-8876. That's 920-445-TTSO.
That's beautiful. See, me mentioning the voicemail number and then not knowing the voicemail number is like...
That's so Babo.
Womp womp.
It's, yeah. It's, man, James makes these analogy things sound so easy.
Anyways.
Anyway, don't forget to pet your cat.
James, do you have anything to say to close the show?
You know, I would, but it would be like that one time when...
Shut up.
I okay.
Chris, do you have anything to say to close the show?
I do. Good night, Prince Janice, and for the love of God, learn how to catch with your hands.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.